May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. That's a wonderful statement. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God. How much grace does God have? For the grace of God which was given you, past tense. How did he give it to you? In a package? Through FedEx? Given to you in Christ Jesus. All the grace of God is yours because you're in Christ Jesus. There was a scripture I was looking for in Romans. I'm not sure if I marked it right or if, but there are others if I miss it. We'll just look at this one if I can find it. My Bible's so torn up that when I put ribbons in, the ribbons slip through the pages. This is a scripture we looked at last night. Therefore, having been made righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom, through Jesus, we also have access into this grace in which we stand and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. That first verse said that we have possess all the grace of God in Christ Jesus. This verse says, through Jesus we have obtained or have access in which we now stand. We mentioned last night, he doesn't say we stand on grace. I'm standing on grace, counting on grace. No, it says you're actually standing in grace. There's a place in Romans chapter 6 that says, for sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but you are under grace. What then shall we say? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? May it never be. So Romans 5 says that we're standing in grace. Romans 6 says that I'm under grace. The first verse I said is that all the grace of God is ours in Christ Jesus. There's that place in Song of Solomon chapter 1 that says, when the king surrounds me, my perfume, my praise, my faith gives forth its fragrance. Every Christian should live with a conscious sense that they're surrounded by the grace of God. That the grace of God inhabits them, the grace of God is on them, the grace of God surrounds them in every way. And so when I use the phrase, the grace of God surrounds me, it'd be like saying a fish saying, the sea surrounds me. Well, that fish is in the sea is in the fish, and the sea is everywhere around the fish. It consumes him. But I think about being in Christ, seated in the heavenly places, though walking on earth. The atmosphere of heaven is God's grace, God's goodness and grace. And if you read about the throne, it says the throne sits in the middle of this atmosphere of heaven. And all of heaven, the third heaven surrounds, the sea of glass surrounds this throne of grace that Jesus sits on. And you and I are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. We're seated in heaven's atmosphere. Heaven's atmosphere is also in us. It's around us. It's over us. It's under us. This interesting thing that he says, having said that we have been made righteous, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no more issues between us and God, through whom we have access, Jesus, into this grace in which we stand. We mentioned this last night, that this is in the perfect tense, which means his completed action in the past with continual present tense results. You stand in grace. It's over you. Grace is under you. Grace is around you. Grace is in you. What does that mean? It's the free gift of God that's all resident in Christ. God's free gift. Your salvation, your new birth, was a free gift. God took that out of your hands. We could not reconcile ourselves to God, so he reconciled us to himself. He did that part for us. He made you a new creation. Your regeneration took place 2,000 years ago. It's when your eyes were opened to see and trust in that, when you believed that you were, quote, born again. But he accomplished it for you 2,000 years ago. It became actualized the moment you believed and trusted in. See, by grace we're saved through faith, so grace happens first. And then all we can do, faith is just trusting in God's grace, in the gift of God's acceptance, in the gift, the fact that we have been included, Jesus has included us into his relationship with the Father. We have his experience of intimacy. It's all grace because we're in Christ. We have his divine activity alive in us. Not only do we become a Christian by grace, we live the Christian life as a free gift, moment by moment, the grace of God. We're not subject to circumstances and situations that happen, but the grace of God surrounds us. So if you're like my experience going to Africa recently, and I missed my flight twice going there, I was surrounded by the grace of God. Oh, you're like going, okay, Bishop, you're saying you just handled it by grace. God's grace just enabled you to handle it. That's true, but it was more than that. There's only one sovereign, and that's God. And he relates to me on the basis of grace, and so all that was going on around me was God's grace. Why were my flights delayed? Well, human this and human that. No. It was the grace of God. I was surrounded by the grace of God. He knew exactly what he was doing. And I can trust in his grace. He doesn't need my help. He just needs me to trust him. And that's why the very next thing he says about this grace in which I stand, and therefore he says, the very next verse, and we exult, the word there is we boast in with our head held high in the glory of God. Huh? Wherever grace is, God's glory is there. Doesn't it make sense? That God is glorified where God acts. Grace is about his activity, free sovereign rule, free shared ability in Christ. Jesus' experience of intimacy, grace. And so wherever grace is working, God's glory is at work. God's being glorified. So in every situation, as I learn to live by grace, or as I learn to live with the consciousness that I'm surrounded by grace, that I'm a new creation because of grace, that God orders my steps by grace, that God enables me to manifest the likeness of Christ, it's all by grace. It's all grace. It's all in Christ. And I live my life like Jesus on the throne, where I'm just surrounded by the atmosphere of heaven. It's in me, it's on me, it's under me, it's around, it's, and therefore, I live, not in discouragement because I got stuck in traffic. Oh, God's grace is surrounding me. Oh, again, you mean you can handle it? No, I'm saying God's grace surrounded me. There's a reason I got stuck in traffic that's bigger than circumstances and humanity. I'm not governed by those things. Look at the life that Jesus lived, that he lives in us now. He never thought that way. He never thought he was a victim to humanity. He was in the Father. The Father was in him. And so in every situation, because I'm surrounded by grace, I live in hope of the glory of God. As I'm conscious of God's grace surrounding me, indwelling me, on me, over me, under me, I also live in this place where I'm boasting not in something about me, I'm just boasting in the glory of God. That God's got this, God's doing this, God's in control, God's able. That's all true for me in Christ. And I have expectation that when it's all done, God will be glorified. Glory's going to come. Manifest that way too. I'm living in glory. The result's going to be glory because it's by grace. And when you live by grace, it becomes effortless because all you're doing is trusting in God's grace. That's why it says in Romans, it's by faith because it has to be in accordance with grace. And the only thing you can do with the gift is believe, is to trust. You know why I know I'm going to heaven when I die? Well, I'm sure of it. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, all of grace. I didn't have to perform in any way, shape, or form to earn that. That's the most hideous deception from the enemy. Where in the body of Christ, they think you can kind of be in, then you can be out, then you can be in, then you can be out. I'm in because of what he did, and I trust that. Yes. I trust his grace. And every step of the way, I trust the grace of the Christ who lives in me. I trust the grace of the Christ in whom I dwell. He surrounds me. He indwells me. I trust in that everything now that I'm doing in the Christian life, to be holy, to do everything else, is all gift. It's all grace. I trust in his grace. Not my ability, not my lack of ability. I can come boldly before his throne. Why? Because it's the throne of grace. Because I'm at peace with God. Because Jesus has given me his experience with the Father. It's grace. And grace changes us. Transforms us. And the people who surrender in childlike faith, because there's nothing more exciting than living in the atmosphere of the glory of God. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. That's an easier word to believe than it is to teach. But I trust the Holy Spirit is the teacher.